Hold on a second here, Limits. First of all, Sean Gentile, a big fan of the show, listens to us even when he's on the road. That was heartwarming, was it not?
Yeah, that's great. Big fans of us.
Very honored by that. Second of all, DK Metcalf isn't over at the opening of OTAs. No TJ Watt and no Aaron Rodgers. And maybe best of all, or most noteworthy of all, Mason Rudolph has one hell of a mustache. Have you seen the photos?
If you think the Paul Skeens mustache is good, Mason Rudolph is coming for him.
I'm starting to side with Pony, and this is all based on the mustache, that he could be Geno Smith for them. Maybe he'll be good. He's shown up with a swagger. The mustache makes a difference. Do you agree?
Wow, I'm looking at this picture right now that Batco put out
there.
And he does look like a different man with that mustache. A man in his mustache, Joe. Man in his mustache.
I'm telling you, that thing is incredible. Meanwhile, DK Metcalf, is that a big deal that he's not over there? I don't think so. Do you? Although, I would prefer everybody be over there, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's a work gathering where there's precious reps to be had. But the major guy missing is the team leader, or alleged team leader, if he ever gets here, is Aaron Rodgers. But Metcalf, what do you think of that?
I think it's just kind of a footnote to mention. Like, I'm not going to make a big deal of it, especially after what Doran said about, look, a lot of players show up to OTAs, but it's mandatory minicamp that's really that fine line of,
but wait a second,
to be here.
You asked Doran about Rodgers, and Doran essentially said it's not that big a deal. I still think it is, as much as I respect Doran's opinion. Did he ever answer you when you said, did Brady show up?
Yes, he said that, let me make sure I get this right, just to make sure I credit Doran properly, that he wasn't there during OTAs. The only player that he played with that missed all of OTAs was Kyle Williams with the Bills.
So Brady was there.
Yeah, Brady was there.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about me is, my take on this is, Aaron Rodgers, as somebody who is A, needs to learn a new system, B, is the quarterback, and thus is the leader on the team in many regards. DK Metcalf has been a part of the Steelers organization for how long? He's been in the facility, like Freiermuth said. He has the playbook. It's not nearly as big of a deal for me as Aaron Rodgers not being there. And
yeah, I mean,
signed.
This is Aaron Rodgers' chance, or was a chance, to sort of, you know, come in here and say, this is my team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited about this. I'm going to be your leader. Let's get to work, you know, instead. And it's not the biggest thing in the world. I don't think that. But what it is more fodder that goes, you know, into the bin of, does this guy really want to be here? Does he? Because nothing he said on, was it McAfee? Yes, getting my McAfees and my Rogans confused. On McAfee, when he first spoke about everything, I don't know, about a month ago, whatever it was.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Exactly. He just didn't sound like a guy who's particularly interested in playing football. He sounded like a guy that has a lot going on in his life, maybe some of it very serious, but yet he's found time to travel to things like the Joe Rogan show and concerts and such. He can't make it here for a couple days. I even think him showing up for 2 days would be huge. You know what I mean? Like, Aaron Rodgers is here. I even think him coming out and saying, like, over the weekend or last week, I'm signed. Here we go. Let's go. My first day will be mini camp in mid-June. Okay, at least we know you're in.
What's your start date in your new job, Aaron? Do you have an announced day?
We don't know. And this is just more of, does he really want to play? Does he want to play football? And if things were to be rough early, like adversity early, is this dude going to hang in there? Like, is he in it, or is he just a 1 year, or maybe less than 1 year, mercenary coming in? Like, why are they doing this?
Like, how much motivation is still there for Aaron to try and be great?
Yes.
Which I wonder. I mean,
or to play football at all.
Do you think that Aaron, just being the absolute star that he was for the entirety of his career and a four-time MVP, can think, well, you know, it's fine, I'll just show up and I'll be Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think that's what he is thinking.
Yeah.
And I still do believe he's going to be here, but just every sign, everything that he has said, or most of the things he said, it's like this silly game. Like, the kid asked him the other day, are you going to, you know, sign with the Bears or whatever. He's or who would he say?
He said that what, he was team? Asked, "Will Aaron Rodgers ever sign for the with the Bears? Will yeah. he ever will he ever join the Bears?" But no, he will play in Chicago apparently.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
What's
a road
team?
Trip. I don't know.
Like a game. You know what I mean? Like, what is keeping him from just signing?
The Vikings,
can we get that part over with?
The Vikings play in Chicago this year. Is he really holding out hope that the Vikings are going to sign him, even though they have
no,
McCarthy?
I honestly believe that it's a deal behind the scenes with him and Tomlin and Art. You know, yeah, I'll be there. But they haven't made it official.
Yeah.
Obviously. And he's not here for OTAs. And I think there's valuable things to be gained from that in terms of timing, in terms of personnel, in terms of terminology, all of that. I mean, that just seems obvious to me. There's a reason that Brady showed up every year, even after winning Super Bowls. It's a statement. This is my team. Let's get a start. It can't be that hard. It's 6 days.
Because the other thing about this too, Joe,
show
is
up
like,
for three of them.
If the Steelers weren't to announce this, like, what do the Steelers get out of this entire thing from, you know, handshake agreement with Aaron and not announcing it? That's why it's all Rodgers driven. Like, he's the one that's driving this bus. The Steelers get no benefit from announcing this thing on like June 10th compared to May 5th or whatever. You know, and this is all dictated by Aaron Rodgers, not the Steelers. Rodgers is the one that's driving this entire thing.
2025 Fan 5 Alarm T-shirts available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years and the 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. TJ Watt, not there. Not surprised even a tiny bit by that. I fully expected him not to be there. I don't think he's going to be at OTAs. Or if he is, it'll be just, you know, hanging around with the beginnings of a hold-in, which don't you feel like that's the direction we're headed here?
No doubt. It'll be a hold-in. He'll be there, but he won't be taking part in any activities to potentially get hurt. So as long as he's still there and going through the process, I don't have much of a problem with it because that's what he did the last time, and it didn't create that big of an uproar.
I'm curious to hear what Mason said today. I don't know if we can turn around any of that sound in the final hour here because it looked like he had a scrum around him. So some intrigue anyway at Steeler OTAs. And then I wanted to get real quick now to the Pirates lineup, and it did look yesterday like it was one of the few days, if not the only day, that they're starting nine. Their batting order had nobody under a 200 average. but by the end of the game, it was again, Brian Reynolds came up in a big situation and struck out. And Key Brian Hayes is just awful. I mean, that situation has just devolved and he's said to be healthy, yes?
Oh, he's healthy. He's changed up his swing this year, but it doesn't seem like it's mattered. Like, he's had a couple of decent games where he doesn't hit the ball far, but he gets a couple hits. That's it. This is just what Key Brian Hayes is.
Really?
He's not somebody that's going to drive the ball.
No, it certainly appears that way. And when you put $170 million into two guys and you're the Pirates, those guys need to produce. And it doesn't need to be, you know, he doesn't have to be A-Rod, but he has to be someone who can hit 260 and drive in some runs for you and hit a homer every once in a while and show some power. And as I've said many times, I have never in my life of watching baseball seen somebody top the ball more than him. Have you?
No, only a top that's spinning like a dreidel.
I mean, it's infuriating to watch, really. And then Reynolds has just been, he's a guy that you're paying a lot of money to at times carry the team. And instead, quite frankly, he's helped to bury them and ruin their season. And the season is already ruined. Unless they have some sort of miracle comeback. Maybe part of it is due to injury. I don't know. But It's not the first time he's gotten off to a rotten start, and he has just killed them, limits Reynolds.
Well, he has. I mean, there have been a lot of times where he's been able to just be their main catalyst in a lineup that has had nothing in it. This year, I don't know if he's just putting too much pressure on himself. What difference would this year make than the previous couple where he's had no help in the lineup? I think he's probably still injured with something, whether it's the whatever's going on in his trunk.
I don't know. If I'm not giving Hayes that excuse, I ain't giving Reynolds that excuse. They've both been awful, and they're both heavily, heavily depended on as two guys that the Pirates actually paid. They don't pay anybody. They paid these two guys, and Reynolds is sitting here with 13 extra base hits and 207 at-bats. My God, his slugging is .329. That's like Aliko Williams territory. What was his slugging percentage last year?
That definitely was not that high.
Wasn't .329? You sure about that limit?
I'm going to say yes, it was not.
You're right, but it was .299. So guess how many points that's off? 24 points lower. That's it. Than Brian Reynolds.
Aliko Williams looks like he's 12 years old in these pictures.
Yeah. Nice man, isn't he?
He's 26.
But he's sort of Jared Triolo. He's an all-glove, no-hit guy. But anyway, your thoughts on the two guys that they're giving $170 million doing almost nothing to help them offensively through 2 months of the season?
One word, disappointment. I mean, my expectations have not been high for Key Brian Hayes for a while now. And we have the game on in here right now, the replay of last night, and Key Brian Hayes at the plate, and all I see is 0-for-3 at the top of the score or the top of the screen. Like him in particular, the defense is great. But if you are literally just an offensive player where you can't run them out there and put them in the top five of the lineup, I don't want you to play third base for me.
No, it's horrifying. He has 86 at-bats this month, and he has 3 extra base hits, 2 doubles and a triple. He's driven in 2 runs in 86 at-bats.
And they've put him at cleanup on occasion this year. Like, what?
It's one of the big issues moving forward. It really is a guy they invested in. I was going to say that heavily, and by major league standards, not that heavily, but by Pirate standards, extremely heavily. All right, limits. Meanwhile, there's O'Neill Cruz. Talked about this a lot yesterday when I did the morning show. My God. 200 miles an hour. That's what it looked like. 123 miles an hour.
That's right.
And he's turning into a star. I don't care. No, I think most people actually share that opinion. I mean, I don't see this slowing down. Do you?
No, I'm of the belief that they should do whatever possible to get him an extension to try to lock him up long term.
How much money?
That's the problem. When I asked Noah Hyles,
that's always the problem.
Bucko
yes.
Talk, he thinks it's a $200 million deal. Zangrilli, when I asked him yesterday, said probably right around the same, unless they do something where it's in theory a $200 million deal, but either the Pirates have an out, Cruz has an out, or there's like.
See, I think it could be in Tuss. Because of his recent history, because of having had that traumatic injury, I think if you guarantee that guy, try to buy out 2 years of free agency for something like $140 million, that's pretty tempting.
Do you think he would do 8 and 150? 8 and 160?
That's a lot of years, man. That buys out how many years of free agency?
Okay.
5? 4?
That would buy out 3.
8 years would only buy
No, let's see. 8 years would buy out 5, yeah, because he has 3 more. He has 3 years of arbitration.
That ain't happening.
That begins next year.
I'd say I'll trade you 2 years of unrestricted for security.
Give you would do 5-year extension right
140.
Around.
I mean, you're handing somebody, you're handing for the Pirates?
Yeah.
How many? That's $28 million a year, right?
Yes.
I mean, again, by major league standards, I think you're making out pretty well there. If this guy is who we think he is, and I think he's becoming an absolute star. Michael McHenry next. We'll talk to him about O'Neill Cruz and about all things Pirates.